This is DJ Tennis of Trouble Radio, and you are listening to a Trouble Radio podcast. Any attempt to copy or redistribute for sale is expressly prohibited by law unless written authorization has been obtained from a Trouble Radio and Holy Rage. Enjoy the interview.
After much technical difficulty, I'm the Tan Man DJ Tennis, and I have with me Al Atkins and Chris Johnson from Holy Rage.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Tennis, you're on, mate. Yeah, okay, mate.
It's a major... Woo! We gotta love technology sometimes, don't we?
No.
No. All right, well, let's get down to brass tacks since we wasted almost 30 minutes trying to catch up with each other. New album coming out.
Yeah, that's
Talk
right.
About
it's,
it.
It's all finished, all done, and we're just waiting to see if we can get a distribution deal now on it. We're waiting for the record company to get back to us.
Very cool, very cool. Now is that going to be... released, what's the order of release? You're going to release the hard CD first and then digital downloads, or vice versa, or all at the same time?
I would say it was that the way you just said first, because well, obviously it's up to the record company. We've got like two or three already want to take it on. We did the album ourselves, you know, all self-financed, wrote all the stuff and everything. So really, we just after the distribution deal from the top record company, that's all we're after. And which way ever they go with it, that's up to them, you know.
Yeah, I got you. Absolutely. Definitely. So now is there an exact date when this is coming, or is it just sometime here within the next month?
I think it'll probably be in the next month now. Yes, we're just waiting back now.
Oh, okay. Very cool. So what have you guys been up to? How you been? It's been a while since I talked to you.
No, Chris, you have a chat. I'll have a drink.
we've been having fun, Tanis. You know, I mean, the album was great to do. And basically, I've just been working hard in the background to, you know, get sort of the PR and sort of, stuff sort of get going, while I'll just sit there and have a glass of wine.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
I'll do all the hard work.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know what? It's always good to sit back with a glass of wine, take a look at what you've done, and then just... Enjoy. Now, are you guys going to be? What's the plan of the day as far as touring for supporting the album?
We're just waiting for that as well. It depends on when the album comes out. We'll start playing. We've got some dates already coming in up and through in July, and we got one in the end of September. We're playing out in Finland. We've got a company at the moment out there in California trying to book us. To go out there in October, so we may be seeing you live over in California a couple of weeks in October.
Outstanding! Yeah, hey, will you talk to that guy? Make sure that you get a Northern California date. Get up here, San Francisco area. That'll make it a lot easier.
We will do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Hell yeah! Oh man, I'll be all over that like white on rice. Jeez, just try and keep me away. Well, that's good stuff. Now, just for all the listeners' knowledge, see, it is Saturday, and it is approaching 8 o'clock p.m. for you guys.
That's
anything
right,
on
yeah.
the works for the night, or are you in for the night, or you get ready to...
Yeah, I'm just having a barbecue in the garden with the family. I don't know what Chris is doing.
I'm just chilling out, mate, really.
Getting drunk as usual?
No.
Chris, you're so modest.
I swear. It's the truth.
Barbecue... What's the weather like? Has it finally warmed up for you guys over there?
It's too warm.
Really?
It's about, well, it was, I drove to the town early on, it was 31 degrees in the car, so that's pretty hot for here.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're not used to it in England.
No.
Wow. That's not good. Yeah, okay, that's crazy insane there.
Yeah, we've got some thunderstorms coming in tonight as well, which will, hopefully that'll cool everything down a bit.
I just got my shorts out.
Wow.
I haven't got my shorts out for a long time. My wife said my legs look like two bottles of milk.
I'll do it. I'll listen, mate. You've got to get a picture of that. I've got to see a picture of that, mate. That's going straight on Blabbermouth, that is, dude. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's great. Al, what's on the barbecue, buddy?
We're eating chicken. We got everything on there, man. It's... I mean, baked potatoes and salad and all the other stuff, and the kids are getting the burgers down and the sausages and stuff, you know, so yeah, it's really good. It's nice to get this weather in England because we We don't get it very often, so we had to make the best of it. I think tonight it's going to rain, though, so...
Oh, my goodness. That sounds good. That man, I wish I was... but Ilana and I have to DJ a Sweet 16 party today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. But bunch of screaming girls running around. Should be fun. And, you know, it's funny. Hey, you guys will appreciate this. It's funny, you know, she's 16, and you immediately think of these kids these days into their dance and their hip hop and their rap or whatever. But no, she freaked me out. She pulled me aside. She goes, no, I want classic rock in my party.
That's cool. That's good,
dude. I mean, hey, and you both know I can pull some out. I got certain classic rock. Yeah, that's good stuff. Well, that's cool.
That's great.
So now. Chris, see, you're being modest here. You're sitting, so you're just hanging in the house. You're just going to have a cocktail, relax, whatever. Come on now. Saturday, 8 o'clock.
Mate, I'll tell you what, I'm knackered. I am absolutely tired.
Oh.
I mean, putting an album out, Al knows this. It's really, really hard work, and I'm just absolutely shattered now.
It's just mental. I mean, it's all mental work, really. That's what it is, you know?
Yeah.
But it does try you out, you know, trying to get stuff put together and... send your stuff out there and do it all sort of, it's all the stuff that goes on behind it, you know. It's not just writing the songs, you know.
That's right. Yeah. Now, do you guys? I imagine that you both probably have a huge hand into the actual production and stuff, huh? Too.
Oh yeah, everything.
I've done all the artwork and the, you know, the booklets and the inlays and stuff. Al and Vincent Regan, well, we all did, really, all three of us really produced the album.
Yeah.
In different ways, you know, we all had a hand in it, but Al and Vince really did the main production.
Cool. Hey, Chris, we have to talk, man. I may have to contract you. I need artwork done too.
Okay, cool. Not just now though, eh?
Hey, No. You know, we'll give it a couple months. Let you relax a little bit, get things set in stone.
Okay, dude. That sounds good. Of course, I do all the videos for the band as well, which is that's pretty time consuming also, but it's good fun.
Oh no shit. That's video is a serious time consuming. Not to mention, that's painful.
Yeah, it can be, especially when Al says, I don't like it.
Oh my goodness. Hey, Willie's tapping me here in my ear, and got some new band members. Talk about that. What's going on?
Well, like Chris just said, the one band member is Vince O'Regan. We've had another guitarist as well as Chris. Like, we've got the twin guitar players now, which makes a hell of a lot of difference, you know. And not only that, Vince came in, he got a good pedigree playing with a lot of top bands in the UK. And he got his own studios, which we've been recording at, which is great. He's a great producer, a great writer. So he's been a really big asset for the band, you know, having him in the band. So, the bass player, we've changed the bass player as well. We've got a guy called Steve Mercy now from another UK band called Abigail's Mercy. And again, he's making a lot of difference. Scott was a great guy, Scott was. But this guy's like making a lot of difference as far as he does the vocals with me, and he writes as well, and he's got a great stage presence. So the band's much better, I think, now than it was like 3 or 4 months ago.
Oh, okay, good stuff. It's always good whenever you can make a positive change. That's definitely moving in the right direction.
Yeah, you have to keep moving on. I mean, the band's been together about a year or two, and we've been doing a lot of stuff. You know, we've been playing over there in California. We're doing a lot of stuff and. A lot of gigs, some great gigs, Skid Row, bands like that. And it was good, but I thought we needed to push on to the next level, you know, and get an album done.
Yeah.
And when Vince offered his services, yeah, straight away, yeah, you're in the band, man. And it was the first time I'd ever actually written with another player like that, one-on-one, you know. Both of us together were just writing songs. He'd get the guitar out, and we'd just both start writing straight away. And it was fantastic to do that, rather than sometimes I've been doing five solo albums, and I've been doing most of the writing myself. So it was a relief for me, really, you know, that someone out there is on par with me and throwing all these riffs at you and everything else, and you go, whoa, this is going to be a great track, you know. I started writing the lyrics down, and Chris is sitting there with his jaw dropped on the floor, whoa, what's happening?
Al, did your Al, did your barbecue just explode?
No.
I just took a huge bang.
No, it's the kids. It's all those stairs.
Oh, right.
Oh no.
Oh, that's okay, then. They're on a young leg, though.
Oh, well. Hopefully they didn't fall too far.
No, I'm okay.
Good stuff. I got another question that was just thrown at me. So, Chris.
Yeah.
The question was thrown out that who would you consider to be the most influential or who guitar player that you respect the most or the most influential on what you're doing?
I always come back to the same guy, and it's always Steve Vai. It's always Steve Vai. The guy's just incredible. I mean, I've had the pleasure to meet him twice. And I've been,
nice.
I've been to many of his shows. The guy's just absolutely phenomenal, but I'm going back to even the Whitesnake 1987 album, you know. I absolutely love that album. I think the guy's just incredible. I'll never get anywhere near him, but he's really, really excellent.
Nice. You know, the only time I've never actually seen him live. The only time I've ever seen him was when he played those guitar riffs in that movie Crossroads.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've got that here.
Yeah, that's just a wicked set of jams that he did there.
Yeah, yeah, on the old Green Meanie. Yeah, it was a fantastic. I mean, that track itself is legendary. You know, I think it was Rykuda who did the other parts. Who again is just a fantastic guitar player.
Outstanding. How's the new guitar going working out for you? I forgot to ask that.
Oh, the which one? The Halo.
The Halo, yeah, because you had just gotten it the last time I talked to you.
That's right, yeah. I mean, that just travels with me as well as my Moses, you know. And it gives you sort of a fourth dimension, really. It's something that I'm still getting used to, I'll be perfectly honest with you, because it is an odd feeling going from 6 to 7. But, yeah, it's a great guitar. I'm really, really enjoying playing it.
Nice. Very good stuff indeed. Hey, Al, make sure you go turn that chicken, buddy.
The chicken's in my stomach at the moment, man.
he's wrapped up. Oh, man, that's good stuff indeed. Well, now, so, one of the things that I didn't kind of get clear on, and I should ask before I go any further, concerning the tour that you're trying to put together and work up. Now, do you want to start in Europe to do a tour supporting the album, or do you want to start in America and go back that way?
America.
Kind of end up?
It doesn't make any difference to us, really, you know. Either way, I'll do us.
Okay.
We go on tour.
America. Yeah.
Okay. Some people have preference, you know, they want to end up at home after a long tour. It's kind of nice to wind down, and then you know when you're wound
down. Oh, I see, yeah, I understand, yeah. Yeah, that would be a better way, like Chris said, America. Kick off in America and then finish back in Europe, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Good stuff. Anything, I mean, you know, I guess I hesitate to ask since you guys just got done, you know, completely burning yourselves out in the studio, but what are the plans for next year? I mean, are you just going to work on supporting this current album with you know, no future thought, or are you looking at something like next year or the following with maybe another album?
We're going to do an album before the end of the year. We've already started writing new stuff already.
Yeah.
We've
been talking about this. Vince's got about four or five songs put down, and I've got two already written, so, you know, we just keep the snowball rolling, like the thing, you know. As soon as we get the deal, we go on the road, and then we can start promoting the album and writing stuff while we're on the road there, and then come off and then put another album together before the end of the year, hopefully.
Wow. So, Chris, you have my permission then to take the next 6 Saturdays off, because it sounds like you'll be busy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a busy time. But it's good fun. I mean, you know, we're getting an awful lot of attention. I mean, the world is watching us, basically. Every time I put something on MySpace, for instance, it's picked up by everybody, including your show, actually, Tanis.
Absolutely.
You know, so Blabbermouth and Brave Words, you know, all the big sites, they're just watching us really, really carefully. So we're in a great position at the moment, and we hope it keeps on going that way.
Outstanding. Yeah, you know, nothing gets by trouble, dude. As soon as something gets put out there, we're on it like water and rice. Got to be.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
Outstanding, excellent. Well, listen, I don't want to keep you guys too much longer because I know you. We spent the first 20 minutes trying to connect up and whatnot. I know you got an evening, and Al, you got family and stuff. Chris needs to get back to his wine. But, hey, we appreciate you
coming. I'm the wine man. Chris is the Jägermeister.
Oh, Chris is the Chris. Hey, Chris, here, I got something for you.
Ooh.
It's called it's called a liquid cocaine. It is. Check this out. Rumpelmann's Jägermeister and 151 rum and coke.
Oh my god. I think I'd die after three.
What would happen if I threw that on the barbecue?
You may not have a barbecue after that. I recommend calling the fire department before you start that.
I don't have an echo like Rob Alford.
This is crazy. You know, the first time I saw that concoction mixed, it was actually a couple of young, early college age girls who did it.
Oh my god!
And I'm like, oh my, holy crap! That would wipe me out. Let alone these little wee slip of a. Oh, whoo.
I really don't know how to do it. My daughter's the same. She's 18 now, and she can drink.
Oh,
she
goodness.
Can drink more than me. You know, and that's just,
wow.
That's just not fair.
Oh my goodness! Well, hey, well, what it is, is unfortunately, as we get older,
you know,
from my experience, it's not the drinking part that hurts us; it's the week after.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. And I stress week. It used to be only a couple of hours after.
Yeah.
But I guess for every 2 or 3 years you age, you tack on a day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, listen, you guys have been great. Get back to your evenings, your families. We're looking forward to the album hitting. And I'll talk with Willie. We'll see if we can't get you guys on again. I know that time is probably not going to be something that you have a lot of, but maybe towards the end of the summer and see how things are shaping up, because I need to know.
Yeah, sure, man. That sounds good.
About a Northern California tour, stop on the tour.
Yep, that sounds good to me.
Excellent. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Sorry for the technical difficulties at the beginning, but we worked it all out.
That's okay, dude.
Chris, Al, pleasure. Have a great weekend, what's left of it, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks for having the show, man.
Thanks a lot, dude.
All right.
Okay,
buddy.
Bye.
Thanks.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go, people. In London, Chris Johnson, Al Atkins of Holy Rage. Outstanding musicians, fun guys. I'm so glad we were able to finally catch up with them and talk to them, because every time I talk to these guys, they're a lot of fun, really good people. These are the kind of people who you're absolutely certain that you'd sit down and have in Chris's case, a Jägermeister, in Al's case, some vino. But I'm sure that I could talk them into beers. See, they come here in Northern California, and it's on. That's all I got to say. Uh-huh. Keep us locked and dialed here. 3dub.troubleradiorocks.com. Everything is good. We love it. Technical difficulties aside, having fun, kicking ass, taking names. Yeah. We on like Kong. Off we roll.